You know, I'd be a lot better if I didn't have to deal with people. You feel the same way some days. Life would be a lot easier if I didn't have to deal with these idiots or these people or whatever it might be. Anyhow, I had to decide here. Is I going to tell you about microplastic in your brain? Maybe that's what's making you weird, or me, or all of us. Or should I tell you about 8 bad habits that make you age faster? What do you think is number one on the list? I'll get to that soon. Number one on the list, what makes you age faster? Raise your hand. Yes, sir, you in the back. Smoking, that's correct. Smoking makes you age faster. I've decided to not start smoking today, although I've considered it. Remember, LSMFT. All right, so for those of you that understand that, man, are you old, LSMFT. All right, 2 new studies describing ways in which tiny microplastic, this microplastic is stuff they put in your toothpaste, for example, cleans your teeth better. It also apparently gets all the way into your brain and settles in for the long ride. Woo! Microplastic on the brain. One of the studies published by Environmental Health Perspectives, April 10th, 2 weeks ago, involved feeding healthy mice microplastics over a period of 4 to 8 weeks. Scientists later found that various organs in the mice were contaminated. No kidding. In mice that ingested microspheres, we detected polystyrene microspheres. Polystyrene. Polystyrene. That's what it is. Polystyrene. In tissues, the brain, the liver, the kidney. Look, this stuff, microplastics used for toothpaste, cleaning products. God only knows what. It's in the ocean, too. It's in fish. It's in everything. Additionally, we report that the metabolic differences that occurred in the colon, liver, and brain, which showed differential responses that were dependent on concentration and type of microsphere exposure. Maybe we shouldn't have microsphere exposure. Maybe we shouldn't have microplastics in everything. Maybe we shouldn't have it contaminating the environment. Maybe climate change isn't the biggest existential threat to the environment. Maybe it's plastic and habitat destruction, which, by the way, go hand in hand. Another study published in the Journal of Hazardous Materials, April 5, experimented on both humans and mice. Researchers finding that patients under 50 had significantly higher toxic substances in their gallstones. Good news, Shane. You're not as contaminated as everybody else. Brother Shane, congratulations, because you're a lot older than 50. Let's see here. Our study revealed the presence of microplastics in human gallstones, showcasing their potential to aggravate the problem by forming large cholesterol microplastic aggregates, heteroaggregates they call them, and altering the gut microbiota. All these big words for all these little tiny pieces of plastic, right? Microplastic on humans is being investigated has caused widespread concern, especially because most Americans have been exposed to them all their life. Your entire life you've been exposed to this stuff. Plus PFAS, PFOAs, and all these nice forever chemicals and microplastic. It's everywhere, says Dr. Jeanette Nyschwat. We're consuming them unknowingly at unprecedented levels, ingesting them, inhaling them. Inhaling them? Good Lord. Microplastics, especially at high levels, cause inflammation in the body. Inflammation in the body. I wonder if microplastics might have an association with, say, autism. Something to consider. I mean, if it's in the brains of mice and people, cause and effect. Why is it that people my age, the incident of autism is 1 in 10,000? 1 in 10,000 for people my age, the incident of autism. For people that are 10 years old, it's like 1 in 30. Can you explain that, how it's gone from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 30? You tell me. It wasn't the vaccines. We all got the vaccines, all right? Any foreign body such as a microplastic can cause irritation, inflammation in the body, which can accumulate, disrupt normal cell function, lead to an increase in organ injury, including the brain. Harmful effects, depending on which organ they find their way to. The lower one's microplastic intake. She says, choose glass. Use glass, not plastic. I'm choosing foods with lower microplastic contamination. Choose glass containers, not plastic. Can affect the liver by causing stress and inflammation. Hey, good news. the liquor all, well, I guess some of it comes in plastic. Mine comes in glass. If you're going to impact your liver, make sure you do it properly. Use glass. We need to track this. Still no direct evidence that microplastics in cells lead to untoward health outcomes. This could be proven wrong as more science is accumulated. Certainly concerning about cancer risk, chemical spills, contaminated water, poorly stored in the environment, microplastics in the environment everywhere. That comes from Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News saying, look, there's a problem here. Not a cause and effect at this point, but obviously something you want to concern yourself. I don't want to concern myself with microplastics in my brain, honestly, or my heart, or my liver, or my kidneys, or anywhere for that matter. Just throwing it out there, maybe we should be more concerned about that than, say, climate change. But climate change is cool because it explains everything. It's kind of magical. So that's fun for everybody. For those of you living in southern Michigan, I've got a closed-circuit announcement from Doty Mechanical. They are my go-to. Heating, air, plumbing, so much more. Doty Mechanical, spring into action with Doty Mechanical's early spring specials. Book between now and the end of the month, and you're going to save money. Safety inspections for your furnace or AC, $35. An in-depth 17-point inspection, $69. Schedule your inspection today and have peace of mind. 517-327-7777. DotyMechanical.com. They put in a couple of mini splits for me last year. Love those. Great team. Great people. Doty Mechanical. And if you mention my name, mention Gruber, you'll get a free plumbing inspection. That number, 517-327-7777 at Doty Mechanical. Look, they're doing a great job. And they have been a provider for me since long before I did this program, just like Wolverine Water. These are people that have been around since before this program was around, which means I believe in what they do. DotyMechanical.com. I'll take a break and have some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show in just a moment.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.